The Chofetz Chaim writes a Hakadomah to the Mishneh Berurah. He begins, Baruch Hashem Elokei HaShemayim V'Elokei HaAretz Hashem Baras HaKol B'Chastoi B'Sheshes Yamim L'Vasof Baras Adam. Baruch Hashem Elokei HaShemayim V'Aretz, who created everything in his kindness in 6 days, and at the end of the 6 days he creates Adam. V'nei Adam Hazeh, this Adam that Hashem created, Afshe B'Kamusoi Hu Mikatani HaBurim V'Achrisom B'Zman, even though in quantity this is very small compared to everything else, and he's near the end of the creation, but when it comes to the quality of Adam, if he merits to cling to Hashem and run to do his will, he becomes the head of the most significant of creation. Like the pasuk says in the Novi Yeshaya, with everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Shemayim V'Aretz, he looks to the Ani, the Nechei Ruach, the Chared Al Devari, the humble one who hurries to do Hashem's bidding. For this person who is Chared on the Devar Hashem, everything has been prepared from the beginning of the 6 days of creation. V'nitin tachas rushusoy, and it's in his domain, in his rushus, the gas hayam of Hashemayim, v'chashitim osa oretz, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, and all that creeps on the land. K'dei shiyu hakol muchanim l'to'alto u'lushamsho. All of them are there prepared to serve him, to benefit him. V'nivro l'shamesh eskono. He, Adam, is created to serve his maker. Believe in HaTorah, through learning Torah, ubekiyum mitzvosel, and fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shebishvil zeh hayakol abiyah. That was the purpose of the whole creation.
Is humankind or just Jews?
Mankind. Ukamosh amar hakosav, like the pasuk says in Novi Yimya. Kama Hashem, imlo berisi yomam v'lai l'chukah shemai v'oros l'samti. The whole purpose of creation was for Torah and mitzvahs. V'chol kavanas Hashem yisporuch hu rak l'tov v'seinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent is for our benefit. That through learning Torah and fulfilling its mitzvahs, we will have the ability to receive Hashem's goodness and kindness in this world and the next. Like it says in Chumash Devarim, V'yetzaveinu Hashem la'asos es kol ha'chukum eila l'tov lanu kol ha'yamim l'chayosena k'yom hazeh. Everything that Hashem commands us to do is for our benefit. The language of the pasuk l'chayosenu k'hayom hazeh, like this day, doesn't seem to be accurate. V'amarti levar zeh, and I said I can explain this al pimasha be'arti mikvar, based on what I explained in the past. As a kasuv beparashas achrei, the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra parashas achrei mois, u'shmartem eschukosai v'smishpatai asher ya'aseh osam ha'adam v'chai bahem. You should guard the chukim and mishpatim, you should do them, and you should live by them, v'chai behem. The Targum Unklus says it means v'chai behem b'chaye alma, that you should earn your olam haba with this. V'amarti deber hadvarim hu k'pshuto, and I said the pshat's very simple. Ki hine yadua dekol hanivroim, it's well known that everything Hashem created, whether it's here on Oretz, referring to man, or what Hashem created in the Shemayim, which we refer to as the Tzivah HaShemayim, the hosts of the heavens, even the highest of high in the spiritual realms, kulam tzrichim lashpas Hashem Yisbarach, all of them need Hashem's influence and Hashem giving them the ability to exist. Only the one Hashem is perfect, and his existence doesn't depend on anything else. Like it says, Hashem, you give chiyus to all. The pasuk in Nehemiah. Of course, the mazon that Hashem provides for the spiritual realm is different than the mazon Hashem provides for the physical realm. For the spiritual realm, their mazon, their sustenance, is also going to be spiritual. Like it says, lechem abirim ochal ish, the pasuk in Tehillim. The Chachzal explains, there's a unique kind of bread that the Malachim eat called lechem abirim, very different from the bread that we eat. Lefiza, according to this, Poshet, it comes out simply, the Af Hanashama, but Seisa Miguf HaChomari, Tzricha Mazon. That our neshama, when it leaves and parts the physical body, needs its own sustenance. The kmo b'sar guf ha'adam be'esre poshe dimenu be'erev Shabbos kodesh hamalbu shalchol. Just like the physical person, when he takes off erev Shabbos his weekday clothing, for loyvish al Shabbos and puts on the Shabbos clothing, v'chisal kadaita shloy hetzarech l'mazon machmaseh. Isn't it poshut? You need energy to do that. You need energy to change from your weekday to Shabbos. The same is true when it comes to the neshama. When the neshama sheds its physical dress, referring to the flesh and the skin, like it says in the pasuk, "Iuv or ubaso tal bisheni," that Hashem dressed me in my skin and flesh. Doesn't need energy. Doesn't need mazon to sustain it. So what is the way we describe the sustenance of the neshama? At the time when the neshama is hidden and clothed in this world in its physical clothing, already established its sustenance in a way that it can receive its sustenance through the physical senses. As opposed to when the neshama parts from the guf, it can no longer be sustained through anything physical. First of all, the fact that it's physical and the neshama by itself is not. Vote and further, when it comes to physical sustenance, since it's created here in the limited world, which is bound by time, afim hamazon hu tov ma'od, even if it's wonderful, sustaining food, lo yozer es ha'odem rak lezman katzar, it only sustains the person for a short period of time. Yom, o yomayim, o mad yosef, maybe a day or two or a little more. Avol ha'oil mevadei lo. But a person can't eat today and be satiated for the rest of his life. V'hanashama, halohi sham nitzchis. The neshama is in the olam ha'emes eternally. And its mazon, its sustenance, is also going to be of the spiritual kind. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in His great compassion, provided us with the Holy Torah, which is also eternal. By fulfilling the Torah, we shine the light of Torah, the light of Hashem, on our neshama. Ume oisoho or anu misangin, and from that light we derive our pleasure. Shumin tainu guchoni, which is a spiritual pleasure. Vazeh nemar, this the pasuk says in the Nov Yeshaya, oz tis aneg al Hashem. Then we will take pleasure with the Shechina. Vizeh ma sha'omer chachmen zechon vocha, that's what our Chazal teach us. Tzadikim yoishvim v'atoseim b'rosheim, that tzadikim in the next world will sit with their crowns on their heads, v'nehenim miziv ha-shechina, benefiting from the shine of the Shechina. V'hu ha'idun ha-gadol mikol ho'idunim sheba'olam sheyichon himotzei v'hu ha'machaye osanu v'netzach. This is the ultimate of pleasure in the Bria that can exist, and this is what gives us chiyus for eternity. This is why we say the bracha after the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah, that Hashem planted in our midst the Chaye Olam. It's learning to say, Shebesocheinu Uma HaYisraelis, among us, the Jewish people, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Netiyah, the Baruch Hashem planted a sapling, Shenucha Lichyos Bala Olam, we can survive on that forever. Ki HaTorah Hila HaNefesh, K'mo Yitz HaChaim Shebegan Eden. Torah serves the nefesh, the neshama, the way the Eitz HaChayim did in Gan Eden. Sha'oichel mipiryo ha'yachai chaya netzach. If you'd eat from the fruit of the Eitz HaChayim, a person will live for eternity. V'gam lahaguf ki yadur, that was even for the physical body. Sha'or Torah techayeyo v'tamidei l'netzach. So too, the light of Torah will give sustenance for the neshama for eternity. Ma'asha'en came be'ov de kachavim, as opposed to non-Jews. lo yuchal lichus and nefesh rak ba'odim mechuberes laguf. Their neshama will survive as long as it's connected with the guf, with the body, by de mizon haguf, through the sustenance of the body. Ma she'en ken achakach, as opposed to when the neshama departs from the guf, she'en lo dovet she'techayeh, there's nothing left to sustain the neshama. Tuchrach lios kola, by definition, it will have to be destroyed. After receiving appropriate punishment for sins, there is enough sustenance the Ibn Hashem provides for the neshama to receive its punishment. This is what the Torah is teaching us. That's what the Torah means when it says, guard the chukim and the mishpatim and do them, and you will live. Like the Ugla says, this gives sustenance in the next world. What's the limit to say? Bahem dafka, specifically with them, b'chukosai u'mishpatai, only through chukim and mishpatim, v'lo b'dvamachem, there's nothing else that will sustain the neshama in the next world. V'zeo gam kein, masha kosvel on our Torah, and this is what the Torah is saying, re'ei nosati lofenecha hayoim, esachayim v'esatoiv, see, that I provide you today the chayim and the toiv, what's the limit to say? Chayim mamish, actual chiyus. Through fulfilling the Torah, this light goes out to the nefesh and gives it chiyus, gives it life with that or hanetzach, with that eternal light. We say in the brachas of Kriyishma as well. Avas oilam beis yisrael amcha hafta. You love Bnei Yisrael, Torah or mitzvahs, or chul, you gave them Torah mitzvahs, so something to say. Shalafi she'oyev osanu avas olamim, because the Ibn Hashem loves us, this great love. L'chei nasan lanu ha-Torah u'mitzvaseha, therefore the Ibn Hashem gives us Torah and mitzvahs. K'dei she'be'oyra nechye le'olam, through its light and energy we will survive forever. V'zem asha'anu mesayin and take, if that's what we immediately conclude, ki'hem chayenu, the oirech yomenu, they are our chiyus and length of days, not only in this world, but for the next world. Hayotzi midivreinu, so where does it come out of our words? Shatayra hakadoisha, hi bepshitus mazon ruchani lahanefesh, that we can understand the Holy Torah is simply our spiritual sustenance for the neshama. Kum halechem shu mazon leguf, the same way bread sustains the body. That's why the pasuk says in Mishlei, "L'chu lachmu b'lachmi u'shesu b'yayin masachti." Literally, go eat my bread and drink my wine that I mixed. Ki yadua, it's well known, shalechem hu remez lahalachos shel Torah. That lechem is a metaphor to the halachos of the Torah, the nigla of the Torah, the revealed portion of the Torah. The yayin hu remez l'soydus haTorah, whereas wine is an allusion to the secrets of the Torah, hatsafunim b'soicha, hidden within the Torah, k'mo hayayin hatsafun banovim, like wine that's hidden in the grapes. Imkain, therefore, k'shem sh'odim mechapis b'kol chachasov l'histakir ma'ois, the same way a person seeks out with all his energy to earn a few dollars, liknos hakoponim lechem lozunas gufo, to acquire at least bread to sustain his body, shlo yechlash barov yiskatsu yamov, he shouldn't become weak with famine and his days will be shortened. Alach kam v'kama, how much more so? Shetzarech lehochen mazon lehanefesh, is he required to prepare sustenance for his neshama, v'kiyim ha-Torah u'mitzvaseh, which is the fulfillment of Torah and its laws and its mitzvahs, k'dei shelo tichle nafsho v'yomos misa nitzchus chas v'shom, that his neshama should not be without sustenance in the next world and die in eternal death chas v'shom. Hine, because zeh yivor ha-kosev sheshchal nebo, with all this, now we can clarify the pasuk we began with, v'yetzevenu v'goymer l'toiv lanu kol hayomim l'chayo seinu. The Ibn Hashem gave us the Torah mitzvahs to be good for us all the days, l'chayo seinu, hainash ay de kiyum chukei ha-Torah ne'yechayim v'kayamim l'olam. By fulfilling the laws of the Torah, we will live for eternity. Af ba'olam shekula tov, even in the world that's all good. V'shem ha-yom ha-odam, a person might ask, matzarachu l'hochen avur chayu so shama. Why does a person have to prepare for his life after this world? Doesn't the neshama part from the body? What are you preparing for? L'chein nesayim ha-kosev, that's where the pasuk concludes, ki hayom hazeh, it's like today. What's the Lord meaning to say? K'mo sha'ata roya, just like you see, sha'odam poi bezeh ha'olam, that when a person is in this world, nivra avuro mazon l'hachayoso bezeh hasman ha-katsar, the Ibn Hashem created for him sustenance to keep him alive for his life on earth for a brief amount of time. So too, the Ibn Hashem created in this world an opportunity to sustain his neshama, the ruchnius, to give him life all the days. Which is through fulfilling the laws of the Torah. The reward for learning Torah itself is enormous. Chazal teach us, this is the things that a person will not only have the Karen Kamis from Abbas, have Paris in this world, the Talmud Torah connected Kulam. After giving a whole list, it concludes that Talmud Torah is more than all of them. The Gamis Rabos, the Ha'odom Mitzvahs Al Yedei Limud Torah, Kimat Ein Shi'ur. Not to mention that when a person learns Torah, you can't imagine, you can't calculate how many mitzvahs he does. Kmo Shehevi Hagro, like the Vilna Gaon brings Raya Bishnos El Yom Yushalmi, he brings Nishnos El Yom from the Yushalmi a proof to call Teva Veseva Sha'odim Loimit Torah, he mitzvahs Asei Bifnei Atzma. For every single word of Torah that a person learns, each word is its own mitzvah Asei, and therefore you can't even calculate the amount of mitzvahs a person does, because you can't count the words of Torah that a person learns, and every word is its own individual mitzvah.